It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As we've been reporting, hate crimes and bias attacks are up sharply in the city since the election, especially against Jews and Muslims. Just the other day, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand called it disgraceful that no one came to the aid of a Muslim woman who says she was attacked by three drunk men on the subway. So how should people respond in a case just like that? WNYC's Arun Venugopal has been looking into it. He joins us now. Arun, good morning.
Good morning.
So should have those strap hangers have shouted those guys down? I know sometimes these things happen so quickly.
Well, the experts I spoke to said not necessarily. They could have turned to the victim and said, hey, how can I help? Show that you're on the victim side and that they're not isolated anymore. Or actually, maybe you do engage with the attackers, but with tact or persuasion or even a sense of humor.
Humor. How would you use humor in this case?
You know, I think there are ways. Elena Waldman runs an organization called Artemis Defense, and she said she recently inserted herself between a really large man and a woman he was harassing on the 7 train.
And then he kind of pushed up against me, and I turned around again like, hey, what's going on, man? You know, we're cool, right? We're cool. You're a gentleman. I'm a gentleman. You know, we're all cool here, yeah? Because it left a place for his ego to go.
So the point here is not to just humiliate an attacker.
Right. Waldman's approach is more about de-escalation. But listen, she's a pro, right? And so her point is these can be really scary situations and there can be real consequences. What if the assailant is drunk or she is mentally unstable? These are countless scenarios we're talking about, which is why she and others are providing bystander training sessions. And apparently they've been filling up pretty quickly since the election.
So a lot of people want to step up for this, huh?
Yeah, and you know, this isn't just about safety. When an attack happens, it's about learning how to literally turn to that person sitting next to you on the subway and saying, this isn't right, we need to act. Because ultimately, what kind of city do we want to live in?
Okay, WNYC's Arun Venugopal, I'd like to sit next to you on the subway. He has more on our website at WNYC.org. Arun, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.